From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Across the country this summer, just about every state capital is facing the same problem: not enough money. 43 states face budget shortfalls this year, and the biggest by far is California's. By some estimates, it's more than $38 billion. State officials point out that the gap covers two budget years, not just one, but it's still a whole lot of money. NPR's Ina Jaffe filed this report as part of our series on state fiscal problems.
Ask any elected official in California how the state wound up in a hole this big, and you're likely to hear the same answer: not my fault. California Governor Gray Davis, a Democrat, blames the national economy.
The combination of a very weak job market, declining stock markets 3 years in a row, the economic after effects of September 11th attack on America, all have adversely affected budgets throughout America.
On the other hand, Jim Brolte, the Republican leader in the state Senate, blames the shortfall on the Democratic majority.
The liberals who run Sacramento have been overspending the taxpayers' money. The people who bankrupted the state say, well, we had a historic drop in revenue. What they won't tell you is we had a historic increase in revenue on the front end, and that's what they spent, against the advice of a number of us.
Brolte and other critics have blamed Governor Davis for being asleep at the switch and for covering up the holes in last year's budget with one-time fixes and creative accounting in order to improve his chances of re-election last fall. The allegations even sparked a movement to recall him from office. Davis denies the charges. He says designing a budget is based on estimates of the revenue that will come into state coffers, and for the past couple of years, the expert prognosticators have been wrong.
People as eminent as Chairman Alan Greenspan were saying at the time that there would be a recovery in the second half of 2002. A lot of our revenue assumptions were dependent on that, and it just turned out to be not the case. There hasn't been a recovery yet, and we're halfway through 2003.
The stock market is key to California's fortunes. Gene Ross, the executive director of the nonpartisan California Budget Project, says the state relies heavily on tax revenue from capital gains and stock options.
And those have dropped by about $12 billion per year. It's about two-thirds of the total budget gap.
The remaining third, says Ross, comes from increased spending on programs. That's at least partly because when the economy's in bad shape, there's a greater demand for public services.
The Medi-Cal program, which provides health coverage to low-income families, for example, the caseload has been going up on that. And the cost of all the programs that the state supports has continued to increase.
The sheer size of California's budget gap makes it seem like something special must be going on here. But California is just like all the other states facing shortfalls, only bigger, says Ed Fui, head of the Pew Center on the states.
California is a huge, huge economy. What is it, the seventh largest in the world? So that the state budget deficit, while it's a very, very large sum of money, it's probably something that in the overall economy of California is manageable.
And, says Fui, there are a lot of states that, like California, have been unable to reach budget agreements. That has something to do, he says, with this being the third year that states have faced shortfalls.
So all the easy steps have already been taken. By easy steps, I mean raising the sin taxes, cigarettes, alcohol, and so on, and raising the fees for things like camping permits in state parks. And the other thing that people have done is they've drawn down their reserves. Most states had good cash reserves going into this crisis, but because it's lasted so long, most of the reserves are now gone.
The budget that California Governor Gray Davis has proposed calls for a combination of spending cuts, tax increases, and borrowing. If this were most other states, something along those lines might have passed by now. But California is one of just three states, and the only large one, to require a two-thirds vote of the legislature to pass a budget. So the Democratic majority will need a handful of Republican votes in both houses. And right now the prospect for that seems hopeless. That's because State Senator Jim Brolte has warned the rest of the Republican caucus that if they vote for any kind of tax increase, he'll campaign for their opponents in the next primary election.
If a Republican wants to vote for a budget that has a tax increase in it, I certainly hope they have the courage of their convictions, because I'm happy to come into their districts and campaign against them.
Clearly, a lack of funds is not the only monumental budget problem California is facing. The legislative stalemate is the reason Moody's Investor Service downgraded California's credit rating this week from stable to negative. And while the new fiscal year begins in less than 2 weeks, California lawmakers seem unfazed. Then again, they've adopted a budget by the deadline just 4 times in the past 25 years. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.